This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're talking about the American terrorists. You have a representative government that is acting treasonously at every given turn. And what we're noticing is they're trying to redefine the American people as being the terrorists. That's why they're opening the southern borders up to illegals to come in. That's why they're not under attack. They're having way. But again, when you look at Scripture, you're going to see it's a judgments of the living God. The Lord said, I will rejoice over you to do you good. He said, but I will also rejoice over you to destroy you. Why? Because you have not kept his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. I didn't say it. He did. And you can see his finger on every given movement concerning what's going on in this country. So much so, as a matter of fact, did you see this, friend? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. 1-866-582-9933. What you're looking at right now is a governor in the state of New York, Hochul. Of course, he was appointed right after the criminal was sent into exile for being busted harassing women. I'm talking about the Cuomo, the former governor, creep. The guy used to wear a t-shirt and he'd have two bars going through his nipples. I mean, hello, what an absolute creepy dude. With that, the replacement, the appointee, read 1 Kings 13:33, appellate court is paving the way for quarantine camps in New York. You don't believe me? That's fine. Everything we do here, we always want to let you see it or let you hear it directly from the source. LouRockwell.com, appellate court paves the way for quarantine camps. So what we're seeing in the courts, friends, too, and the courts belong to the people as much as the representative government does in every sense of the word, because this government is we the people. You can see that that has been hijacked. This is the same stuff going on, and I know people don't want to hear it, but it doesn't matter if you want to hear it. It's the truth. DeSantis did the same thing under a bill called SB 2006. He gave health services permission to quarantine at will and force vaccinate at will. I know that he's been put up in the light by the mainstream media that you don't believe in, and I know you don't believe it, right? No, you don't believe what I'm telling you, but you say you don't believe what they're telling you, but when I tell you the truth, which counters their lie, you believe their lie more than you believe the one that's telling you the truth, because that's why they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. Sad to say. DeSantis did the exact same thing. Same thing in South Dakota, now that we're speaking about it. Kristi Noem did the exact same thing. She tried to sell it. As a matter of fact, she did. She should have been sued for it. She went out there and she played the people's freedom fighter, telling the people that she never shut anything down. No, what she did is she signed off on all of it and gave all the power to the counties and her subordinates to do so. She was distancing herself from the crimes that she signed on to. And those are the two best governors you had, or so you thought. No, they were the ones that just held closer to the light while they were deceiving you. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. What don't we get? If we judge them by their fruit, it's easy to detect. Period. Right? Well, okay, so we have that going on in New York. What else is happening, Bradley? Oh, my goodness. Oh, tell me it's not so. We see this. This is coming from InfoWars. They was first in line for turkeys this morning. Low-income New Yorkers outraged after illegals get first dibs on free Thanksgiving meals. Just to show you again that it's your representative government doing this to you, New York. Also keep in mind, your said mayor is defunding the police because of all the illegals that are coming into your state. I am not kidding you. Again, we cannot make this kind of garbage up, friends. They're defunding those that protect the people to give to those that are being drawn in illegally by themselves. I'm just thinking for you. That's all I'm doing. You paying attention to who the perpetrators are, friends? Yeah, and just like I said earlier about Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the illegals got first dibs, right? They're being made the head, and you're going to be made the tail. No joke. It's a coming. It's absolutely a coming, friends. You are in it right now. And again, there's no way. These are problems that you're having today, just to give you a bit of a reality check. And again, I know people don't like it, but these are problems that you can run from, but you can't hide. Amos 6:3. These issues are going to come to your front door sooner or later. Don't you dare sit there and blame God. He did his part. Now you have to do yours. You know, and one of the things that I notice more than anything is how much people love their country until it's time to actually stand up and fight for their country. They want to leave that fight into somebody else. They sound like a bunch of worthless politicians, don't they? Yep, they do. Yep, they sure do. Speaking of which, highlighting another story concerning what took place across the country that most of you didn't hear from or hear about. ConservativeFiringLine.com highlighted the fact that a U.S. Marine was holding a communist flag during the Chinese president visit to San Francisco. Now, this is one of the things that I want to address because it applies to all of us here. There is nothing more bothersome, or at least one of the things that's seriously, considerably troublesome to me, is when people say that they're just doing their job, when they're not doing their job. Okay, or when people say, well, you know, I got a family to feed and I got, yep, you do, and you got kids to take care of, yep, you do, but so do we. And you are the one that signed on to the dotted line to uphold the Constitution, and you're not just doing your job when you're helping a corrupt, treasonous administration tear it down. Okay? Here's the picture. U.S. serviceman forced to hold Chinese communist flag. He wasn't forced to do anything. Just like during the pandemic, well, I was forced to take the jab. You weren't forced to do anything. Matter of fact, even those that told you, that were trying to force you, they were merely using fear because 3 years later they come back around and they said, we never forced anybody to do anything. Well, they're telling you the truth. The mainstream media used fear to force you into what you say you were forced into. You didn't get ripped off of your God-given rights. You forfeited them to your God called fear. That's a fact. That's a fact. This military man, this Marine, he wasn't forced to hold that flag. He held that flag. He disgraced the American flag. He disgraced the American people by doing so. He just went along to get along, right? That's what we hear. I heard a senator tell me that when we were in D.C. one time. You know, you just got to kind of go along to get along. It's like, yep, and therein lies the problem. Where's the one man? Where's the two men to stand up against this nonsense throughout the country? Because the Lord doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. Also keep in mind, because I'm going to play you a piece of video after this, also keep in mind when the Chinese president came this last week, his entourage in his limousine that he was being driven in, the entourage, there was not one flag, American flag. The entourage, all the street lined with Chinese flags in your country, America. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. But
this is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. Good to hear from you. It's been real quiet out there over the last couple days. As I said during the break, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but it's still good to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. I was talking about during the last segment, or the end of the last segment, about how the Chinese president came into San Francisco last week. And with that said, friends, he came in with an entourage of those that were lined up on the sides of the street. Of course, it was a political op, and it's always there to browbeat the majority into believing that they're the minority. I get all of that, but the point is the American people, namely in San Francisco, they allowed this. But when he came in, there's a whole, the streets were lined with Chinese flags. And what you're looking at right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, you see a Marine, a United States Marine, holding a communist flag. This is the part that I just want to say this with all due respect. I love our military. I come from a military family. From the top, from the beginning that I can remember, friends, I got a family genealogy. Everybody that I know of has been in the military. My grandpa, my uncles, my brothers, my cousins. And nobody honors our military in a righteous sense, in righteous wars, more than I do. And I mean that with my whole heart. I absolutely love our military. I think we are, in youth vernacular, we are the baddest in the world. But we have to get, we have to get back to where we came from so we can be the light of the world, so we can do it for the right reasons rather than the wrong reasons. But what I was saying here, friends, nothing bothers me more than when people sit there and say they're doing their job and they're not doing their job. This Marine was not forced to do anything. He was probably just the one that would do it. That's really what it comes down to. Speaking of the military, I wanted to highlight this as well. Did you see this? This is DailyCaller.com. Air Force begs troops booted over COVID-19 to come back. The evidence has been out since the very beginning of the pandemic. It's been out. What you weren't told, of course, what the mainstream media censored and withheld from you again during that particular time, is when they were trying to force a lot of our guys to vaccinate, a lot of them said, we're not doing it. So they were kicked out. And what, again, you were not told by the mainstream media was that whole thing going on in the military, while the media was continuously pushing it, talking about how everybody was getting vaccinated in the military. Can I ask you something with what has been told to you? And the truth of the matter, in contrast, was it true what they were telling you? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, what you're hearing, friends, is a lot of a said MSM, mainstream media's useful idiots, having to recant a good portion of what they said during that time, because the opposite is true. And there's a lot of people that don't have a voice anymore because they're not here anymore because they didn't want to listen to the warnings concerning those that were trying to force the vaccines on them in the first place. The experimental jabs, they're gone. No, nobody understands the truth of the experimental jabs more than those that have passed on into another life because of the experimental jabs. But as living in the land of the living here, we can see who's not here any longer because they took the experimental jabs. We know the truth of the matter, folks. You know what I see all the time on social media platforms? I'm a radio guy. I've got to do my best to know a little bit about what's going on out there concerning what matters and what doesn't matter, right, to the people, and conveying to them what most don't want to convey to them. Well, I got to get to the heart of the issues. And one of the things that I've noticed, friends, is feeds. Who died today? Or feeds that go on for 20 minutes. Who died last month? And just the multitude of names that were people that were in the limelight, actors, musicians, so on and so forth, that have died. And the mainstream media couldn't cover all of the people that died. That's all because of the experimental jabs. They took the shot. Okay? No, nobody's complaining. Those that didn't take the shot, they're not complaining about it. They're not having side effects. They don't have an explosion of cancer within their bodies. No. Because they took heed. They understood who was telling them that they were looking out for them. The same government that says it's okay to murder your baby was the same government telling you you need to get your shot because we're looking out for you. It was that same government that illegally sanctioned the murder of the babies in the first place. It's population control. What are they doing? The military, we're being told. Air Force begs troops booted over COVID-19 to come back. Come back. We need you back now. Mind you, the same military and the same said representatives that have appointed men dressed as women over the heads of your military branches in the United States of America. Who's behind all this? Who's responsible for all of this? I want to tell you. We can blame government all that we want to, but again, we all know in this country who the government is. The people. And it's absolutely the truth of the matter. Speaking of which, boy, we can bring two into one story real quick here. Speaking of the Chinese, and speaking of Mr. Depopulation himself, Mr. Bill Gates, why this guy is still on this earth as we know it bewilders me. He owns the politicians that are following his lead straight into hell, into depopulating, to kill, steal, and destroy as many as he possibly can. John 10:10, just like his father. You say, Bradley, that is, you're just bolstering all this. You're over-exaggerating this. Am I? No, one of the things that I've continuously said, and I noticed it right off the bat, they get away with things that nobody thinks anybody would be guilty of being responsible for. One of the maniacs that you have loose on this planet is a Bill Gates, a Klaus Schwab, an Anthony Fauci, a Joe Biden. These said world leaders, folks, they're all put into place to do the biddings of their master. And it's not the Lord that they swore to uphold. But speaking of Bill Gates, the one that wants to depopulate the planet, it's interesting how him and the Chinese are now buying up farmland in the United States of America. I want you to contemplate this, but I'll let you see this first and foremost.
Of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states. Our next guest is a Virginia farmer who lives near one of Gates' data centers. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. joins us now. John, so great to have you on. So I'm sure you put a lot of thought into this. Why
Yes.
do you think Bill Gates is buying up all this land?
Well, one is greed, and running America's family farm is all family land. Basically, we can't buy the land once Bill Gates moves into the area. For example, his data center is right next door here.
Where's checks and balances within the system of government, friends?
Land prices have went through the roof, $15,000, $20,000 an acre. What farmer do you know that can pay that kind of money per acre, you know, off anything that we could grow on the farm? He doesn't do anything when he comes into these areas to support community-based organizations or invest back into these communities. That's what's hurting America right now.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do now in the food industry is the same thing that they've done with seeds. You know, when they put genetically modified seeds in.
And Monsanto
wants to do that with beef. But you know, America's farmers are proud farmers, and I'm asking Americans not to support fake meat, but to support farmers out here who grow beef like I do, and poultry and pork. Support America's farmers and not support Bill Gates and this mega theory and mindset that he has.
Yeah.
It's really quite
okay. So what we're finding out, friends, is Bill Gates, along with the Chinese, are buying up U.S. farmlands. Isn't it interesting? We just heard from a farmer, and God bless his efforts for telling the truth, at least the truth that he has to walk in. Isn't it interesting? He's talking about how the American people shouldn't support Bill Gates, when in fact Bill Gates should be held accountable for the crimes that he has committed against humanity. See how the corrupt depend upon the short-term memories of the people? Did we forget that Bill Gates is the one that made massive profits off of the vaccines? Have you forgotten that he received all of his ideologies from his daddy, who was on the board of Planned Parenthood? His dad said that about him. Did we forget about the fact that Bill Gates said through vaccinations and through reproductive health, Planned Parenthoods, we can lower the world's population by 3 billion people? Did you forget about that? But, okay, so now what we're supposed to do is just not support Bill Gates. Honestly, folks, and I want to say it a different way. That's the art of radio. There's going to be some people that are going to suffer the abuse of these tyrants that are going to get at these tyrants sooner or later. And it's really a sad day that we have as many people in this country to sit down in the face of allowing them to re-engage and attack on another day, all the while knowing what he's responsible for. Shame on the American people. Shame on the American people. There's no one else to hold accountable for what they're tolerating than the people themselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update.
The very latest this hour from the Middle East. It is day two of the four-day truce between Hamas and Gaza. This is the families of the 13 former Israeli hostages release photos and videos of their emotional reunions with loved ones at various Israeli hospitals. Their medical status listed as stable. Psychologically, how they are doing is not yet fully known. Hamas set to release more hostages this hour, and in exchange, Israel will be setting free more Palestinian prisoners. Israel estimates Hamas is still holding approximately 215 people, 10 believed to be American citizens, including a four-year-old girl whose parents were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Posters of those still being held put up on lampposts and public spaces all across Israel so they are not forgotten. I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Stacy. What say you?
Thank you for your show.
Of course.
Thank you for always being standing up for the Word of God and what we should be doing. And I just wanted to say that in Psalm 37, it says, "Fret not yourself because of the wicked.
Yep.
Be not envious of the wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like grass and wither like the herb." And it continues on saying how the evil will no longer possess the land. They're going to be cut off. So we just have to stand up. And I think we just require leadership. And at a grassroots level, we have to start getting together and saying, no more. We're not going to go along with this.
Yeah.
Because people feel cut off right now. They feel isolated. And that's how they've been able to do this. That's why they wanted to shut everything down. They did not want people to have an ability to work together.
Yep. Yep. I agree. Let me go back to something, Stacy. Keep in mind the man that was being used to pen or inspired by the Holy Ghost to pen Psalm 37. That was King David. King David was sent by God, anointed by God to bring judgment upon, I don't want to say undisciplined, but I was going to say disobedient and unrighteous, wicked nations. And so when he was talking about that in Psalm 37, keep in mind, this was a man of war who was a man after God's own heart. And if you look at Exodus 15:3, it says that the Lord is a man of war. That's exactly what King David was doing and what the Lord was doing through King David in the process. So he was definitely not a hearer of the word, only deceiving himself. He was definitely about the work of the Lord's hands in dealing with the wicked. And he knew by the faithfulness of God that the wicked would fade away sooner or later. And the fact of the matter is, in America especially, and we can equate this to what I was talking about earlier, Stacey, is the fact that these bad politicians are not just going to go away. They're going to go away when the American people set the precedent that we're not going to tolerate you. And if you're going to be so brazen as to commit another crime, we are going to impeach you and we are going to prosecute you, in which we have provision in U.S. Constitution, both provisions to do just that. So it's our duty to send that message for evil and wickedness to fade away. And it's not going to just fade away on its own. The only thing fading away today, Stacey, is our God-given rights, because the American people are forfeiting them. Just wanted to make that clear.
Oh, you're right. But it is so hard to find an attorney, you know, to do the impeaching. They don't want to do it. They're afraid of their license. They're afraid. Everybody's afraid. There's nobody who'll stand up. So during the COVID, I won't inject people with an unknown substance. But there are millions who are doing it, maybe thousands. And those people, you know, we have to get to them to recognize that they can't do that. It's their eternal soul that's on the line.
Yeah, well, and that's absolutely true. I think we need to consider also the temporal, this life. I think people are, sometimes the American church gets so caught up on the eternal. That is number one. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But we're talking about our natural life as well as our eternal souls. So we're talking about both lives, and we're partakers of the benefit, as Scripture talks about, namely Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. But for anybody in this country, because and I wish I could go beyond sometimes just being the public person that I am and bring you into personal conversations. But I can tell you right now, Stacey, if any of this lawlessness that's being promoted by the said representatives affects my family in any sense of the word, I will personally take it back to the person that actually committed the act of undermining our U.S. Constitution, and I will hold that individual personally responsible for the crime committed against my family. And when you look at federal code, let's just talk about illegal immigration for a moment. If an illegal is drawn in, for example, the said governor of the state of Minnesota, just talking about Minnesota right now, he has illegally committed the act of treason against the people. He's alluring illegals into this country. Federal law tells us that he's already accountable for treason. He's also accountable for every individual that he brings into the state. If any of those illegals commit a crime against an individual, guess who's responsible for that crime? Tim Walz is.
Tim Walz.
Exactly. Yep. That's what the American people need to understand, is you better get your sight on as far as who the responsible party is, because when the crime is committed, there's just some people out there, you can go ahead and say what you want about them, but they're going to see it all the way through. They're not going to just roll over in the face of these tyrannical acts when it comes to their front door, when it comes to their family. And I think that's what people are beginning to understand more and more. If you look at the Bundy family, which is a prime example, the federal government took it to them on a personal level, and they took it back to the federal government on a personal level. And it's exactly what needs to happen. Same thing with Bundy Ranch back in the 1980s under the Bush regime. And I'm talking about Randy Weaver and the federal government attacking them. Of course, what he did is he turned it around. His buddies from Vietnam got together, and they went back after the federal government, and they sued the government for $3.1 million. See, there's only so many people in the United States that have that internal fortitude. But I'll tell you what, that internal fortitude is in all of us. And it's just a matter of time before the wrong person is the victim of one of their crimes, because the bad guys that think that they're just part of the club are going to be held accountable. And all those buddies that they have in their club, they're going to forsake them when they find out that that victim is not playing games with the perpetrator of the crime. That's what the American people need to come to, Stacey, and it's absolute resolve, and quit making excuses for what's being left undone in this country. I am tired of it. And what bothers me more than anything is the crimes that they commit, and then they do with a high brazen forehead, a whore's forehead, as Scripture tells us. They do it again, and then they do it again, and then they do it again, and everybody's accountable except for what they're doing. That offends me to no end.
Yeah, it's hard to see Buttigieg get away with all this pedophilia and all his friends that he's placed there without any accountability.
I'm going to go there for you right now, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to tee that up. And again, I'll give you the last word here, Stacey, but you really got me worked up on that. And I totally agree with you on your assessment, but we have to become more resolve in this country to say enough is enough, because I am tired of these bad guys thinking that they are above the law in this country. They are not. Amen? Do we have Stacey? I think we lost Stacey somehow. I was going to give her the last word. Stacey, I don't know what just happened there, but it is what it is. I want to bring you over to what Stacey was talking about. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just did this. For those that haven't heard this, I put four articles together in one article. Why? Because there was so much room. Because there were so many offenses committed just in a short amount of time. And the title is, The Pope Entertains a Trans... This is all factual information. The Pope is entertaining men dressed up as women. A mayor that Stacey was just talking about gets 30 years for child porn. He was groomed by Peter Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, appointed by none other than criminal Joe Biden. Then the Pentagon official who oversees elementary schools in this country. What he's there for, friends, is he's a spotter. He's looking for kids that they're going to steal is what they are. The Pentagon official arrested for child trafficking. I wish people would listen to me. 10 years ago, I brought up Brian Bender's story. He was a reporter for the Boston Globe. And interestingly enough, they found in an ICE investigation or under an ICE investigation that 5,000 members of the Pentagon were busted uploading and downloading child pornography. And on top of all of this, then they found, this was just last week, friends, the articles all put together in one article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check them all out. Watch all the videos. It's all there for you to see. In spite of all these crimes that are being committed against the children, the FBI is then found recruiting more of this at gay pride parades and get-togethers. I'm not making it up. It's what in fact happened. And again, Americans, if only the American people would listen to Bradley's message here the first time. Bradley didn't apply for this job. I'm just being faithful to the Lord that gave it to me because I love him with my actions. And out of gratitude, I'm going to serve him. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But I'm here telling you, friends, if you were to listen 10 years ago, you'd have understood exactly what's going on here and compare what's going on in this country to the likes of Adolf Hitler in the 30s. Because, folks, in parallel, it looks like they're twins. And again, if people would just take the time and cross-check the information that I'm giving them, that you might understand the Bush regime and understand their affiliation with the Third Reich. And Klaus Schwab, friends, trying to establish a Fourth Reich. This information is public. It's not a theory, friends. As the mainstream media would want you to believe it's a theory, them useful idiots telling you it's a theory, they're under the thumb of the very ones that are telling them to tell me and you it's a theory. That makes them accomplices to the crime. Again, read Jeremiah 11:9. This was just last week. And you know what's even crazier than all of this? And I'm going to go over to the point that our friend Stacey was just making. On top of all of this, we have an individual, and I'm going to go back to this so you can see it for yourselves, this sick, distorted human being, Target just put back into play, just to show you the fascist state. Do you see this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com? The guy's name is Eric Thompson. This is the Post Millennium, millennial, sorry, .com. Target brings in new LGBTQIA plus strategist. The man that is effeminate acting as a woman is calling himself Gay Cruella to make trouble, to rip the world to shreds after Kid Pride merch fiasco. Hey, boy. Hey, Eric. Come get some. Come get some, Eric. We're here. National debate anytime you want to. Right in the face of the world. And, of course, we know that you'll just ignore that because you don't know, or do you want the people to know the crimes that you yourself are guilty of? I'm going to come right back on the other side and show you what he doesn't want you to know. I said he, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I want to cover what Stacy just brought up because I was going to go there. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, as a matter of fact, I don't know who wrote this, but I do see, oh, Pamela Geller, transgender suspect threatens to rape Christian girls, inject HIV in people wearing crosses, copycatting Nashville shooting. Now, I want you to remember that it was the federal government, or the feds, I should say, that covered up the manifesto of that little girl that wanted to be a boy that was angry at Christians when she shot that school up. Remember they concealed all that information from the public? And then it was leaked out through a couple guys that were doing their job who were digging in to find out what the government was trying to hide. And the reason they did that is because they were trying to protect the LGBTQ of the crimes that they're committing against the people. Well, you say, well, Bradley, that's not the truth. Well, you said that 15 years ago when I told you that they're zeroing in on your kids, too. Can anybody argue with that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was just highlighting this man. He said he's going to bring trouble. Eric, here I am. Here I am, guy. I'm not going anywhere. We're right here. Bring it. Bring it. Because the people have already gotten enough of this to understand that these are the ones that have not the shield but have the spear. Look at this. If you're able to look on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. This is the sort of stuff Target is now picking up. Regardless of the $5 billion they lost, regardless of our protests that we brought to them last year. Same thing with Bud Light. And remember Dana White, you know, the all-American guy from the WFC? Or was it the WAF? Forgive me. He took on Bud Light. He's talking about how much of an American he is, complains about what's going on, and then he picks up Bud Light as a sponsor. Quit supporting these guys, folks. Let them taste it. Protest. Protestant has meaning. This guy right here said that he was going to go ahead and make art. Artie, he said, I want to make trouble. That's what he said. Time to whip out the glitter and hellfire flamethrowers and rip that old world to shreds, darlings, said this man that dresses as a woman. Do you understand the criminal element involved? Do you understand why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, friends? Because the people tolerated, read Genesis 18 and 19. The people tolerated what the Lord said not to tolerate. And look at the crimes that they were responsible for. Well, somebody said, well, that's Old Testament. Yep, but if you look at the New Testament, judgment is much harsher. The world was judged back then, by the way, and I'm speaking from the beginning, and then we'll take it to Sodom and Gomorrah. First it was water, and then the Lord, the second time, it's going to be fire. And you might want to take the time to read Hebrews 10, and going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, it tells us in Jude 1:7, what does Scripture say? That's what we want to know. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. These people are begging for judgment. Furthermore, all politics aimed at the church and against God's anointed end in self-destruction. Ask the books. Because when you look at his history, the Lord is the one that finalizes everything. He's the one that puts the exclamation point to every question that there is known to mankind. He gives us the answer. And he answers this as well. It will not be tolerated. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And surely it is true. I want to show you this. This is a guy. When MSNBC was coming after me hard. And this is back in 2010, 2011. And they were calling me every name under the book because I was preaching the Word of God against the Sodomites. Well, they had to try to polarize me. No, what they didn't realize is they were raising me up. See, the Lord speaks to us. Hey, listen to me, Christians. Listen carefully. Here's a word of knowledge for somebody. Here's a rhema word for somebody. You ready for this? The Lord speaks to you in the fire. He speaks to you in the fire. He speaks to you during the times of trials and tribulations. Learn what the Lord's teaching you. Take the sword of the enemy the way that David did on the battlefield in 1 Samuel 17 when he took Goliath's sword and he chopped off Goliath's head with it. Learn from the Lord in the times of trials and tribulations. Don't pull away from the cross. Hold it. As you all know, those that bring the fire must endure the flame. So don't talk about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ if you haven't endured the fire. You know, they have a test, speaking of which. They have a test where they use horses, which ones can be used for war and which ones can't. And this is factual. What they used to do is test horses and they would put fire under the belly of the horse. And the horses that could endure the flame, they were the ones that were used for the battle. The ones that couldn't were kicked aside. They weren't battle worthy. The Lord is raising those guys up that are battle worthy. Stay in the fire. Remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And keep in mind, everybody that heated the fire seven times more in Daniel 3, they were destroyed. And not a hair of the heads of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were even singed. Okay, and I'm not trying to make light of that trial, but I am saying, friends, I've been there quite a few times, and you got to stay in the fire. It's the hardest place to be, but stay there and listen to what the Lord is telling you in that fire. Take their weapons. You have the law in this country, and condemn the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. If you want righteousness and peace within the gates, you better enforce the law against these that are perverting the law. Let me go to this. This is a guy named Dan Savage. This is the guy that wanted to try to somehow or another play the victim to the people. He's a sodomite. He is the worst of. I can only imagine the crimes that this devil, this abomination, is responsible for. Here, let me just go ahead and show you. This is a guy that Barack Obama appointed. Again, his name is Dan Savage. Listen to him. He is a sodomite, which is condemned by our laws in every state in this country, and he was the one playing the victim. Check this out.
Exemplified my point to a T when he began to dare God's justice by attacking the Bible, the homosexual stumbling block, and to curse those who did not agree with his perversion. It was reported that the first thing the bully said was, "Hope you're all using birth control," that the Bible was BS,
bullshit in the Bible,
and then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to high school students. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility.
Did you hear about that on the news?
No. Who espoused beliefs that he was literally taking on himself. More than 100 students stood up and walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward speech in a high school journalism forum. Yes, I said a high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than
Barack
Hussein
Obama. He wants you to believe he's the victim.
Listen to this. He's the victim. If Dan is not licking doorknobs in hopes that others get sick with the flu, then he and his husband are guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House anti-bullying conference. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon. 5,000 DOJ employees were investigated for child pornography, who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions in government, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed as a safe school czar Kevin Jennings, who wanted to queerify the elementary. The National Education Association has worked hand in glove with this agenda as well. They already had an LGBT caucus for teachers, but in 2010 felt it necessary to celebrate a new caucus, the Drag Queen Caucus. The National Education Association also refused to pass Amendment I-24, designed to protect students.
Hey guys, I'm just going to let it roll out so the end
teachers.
Of the show just
Many
keep
feel they refused to pass
keep watching.
The amendment
keep
in
it
order
going.
To protect teachers who have sex with students. No wonder this bully felt so emboldened to attack a bunch of high school students, and just think, right under the noses of their parents. Dan Savage is also the same radical homosexual who said on HBO he wished all Republicans were blanking dead.
You Republicans are like Arafat.
Unfortunately, not exactly like it. I wish they were all f***ing dead. Sorry.
In 2006, Savage said,
Carl Romanelli should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope.
Which, by the way, stands contrary to the radical homosexual agenda's premise for hate crimes legislation. He also said,
I sometimes think about f***ing this on a Rick Santorum.
Which is, I think,
I'm with you.
He needs it. So it's not just women we're talking about. F***ing.
Sure.
Like, let's bone that Santorum.
Boy. All right. Let's video.
I'll go for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.